Welcome to Proverb Practicals. Proverb Practicals is brought to you by Grace Bible Church of Milton, Florida. Open your Bible to the announced proverb and follow along with Bible teacher Ludwig Opager as he shares with you another Proverb Practicals.
Proverbs 18:12. Before destruction, the heart of man is haughty, and before honor is humility. Appearing twice in this proverb, the word before is used in the same way one would say food on the table is before you. It is not used in the sense of one event coming before another, as in cause and effect. The first phrase tells us that a haughty heart continues to be haughty in spite of destruction that is before the haughty heart. The haughty heart looks destruction in the face and continues to be haughty. Although faced with destruction, it marches toward that destination with full stride and full power. God despises haughtiness. Behold, the Lord of hosts, shall lop the bow with terror, and the high ones of stature shall be hewn down, and the haughty shall be humbled. Isaiah 10:33. Almighty God has decreed that the haughty shall be brought down. There is no doubt about it. The haughty, those who lift themselves up, shall be made low. Haughtiness always measures self above others. Lofty and arrogant, it is pride mingled with contempt. Haughtiness measures itself by faulty standards of man. Haughtiness, fatal error, is refusing to recognize God as the standard. Haughtiness, a deceit of the heart, is rebellion against God, as it attributes to self glory and honor due God alone. The haughty seeks not forgiveness from God because he will not admit his sinful condition. Application of such thoughts to him is foreign. This attitude toward God is duplicated in the haughty person's attitude toward others because he refuses to recognize the image of God in others. The haughty's low estimate of the ability and worth of others results in contempt or cruelty. The message, therefore, of this first phrase is that a haughty heart continues to be haughty regardless of the imminence of destruction or of a fall. God tells us a truth in the second phrase that pertains to the righteous. He says, "And before honor is humility." Again, we are given a statement about position, not order of things. Picture honor being given to someone. This verse tells us that this person will continue to be humble in spite of the honor being given to him. In God's economy, honor is not given to the proud or to the haughty, but only to the humble. We honor the proud and the lofty, but when God honors, only humility will be there to receive it. There will be no space found for the proud. In the time of honor, the humble will continue to be humble. As 1 Peter 5, 5-7 says, God resisteth the proud and giveth grace to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. And note that last phrase, humility is connected with not holding on to your care. Pride and haughtiness holds on to care, because pride says, I'd rather deal with it myself. Independence of God equals pride, arrogance, haughtiness, and eventual destruction. But dependence on God, as Jesus was totally dependent on the Father, equals humility and eventual honor.
We trust you have been blessed by today's proverb. You may find us on the web at www.proverbpracticals.com. This program is a production of Grace Bible Church in Milton, Florida. Thank you for listening, and tune in again to hear another Proverb Practicals.